Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Tinutulak ngayon ng pamahalaan na alisin na ang mga restriksyon laban sa COVID-19 tulad ng mga requirements para sa close contact at pag-quarantine. Ngunit nagbabala ang mga eksperto ng kalusugan na huwag magpakakampante dahil sa mga tumataas na bilang ng kaso. Tinutulak din ngayon ang pamahalaan na palakasin ang booster vaccination. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Tom Canetti na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa gitna ng panawagan ng pamahalaang federal na alisin ang COVID-19 quarantine at mga test laban sa virus, nagbabala naman ang mga eksperto ng kalusugan sa pagtaas ng mga kaso nito. Karamihan sa mga Australiano ang ngayon ay nakadepende sa rapid antigen test sa pagbabalik nila sa lugar trabaho. Nagbabala si Professor Catherine Bennett, Chairman ng Epidemiology sa Deakin University tungkol sa pagdepende sa rapid antigen test dahil hindi lahat ng rapid antigen test ay nagbibigay ng wastong resulta.
The RAT tests approved in Australia all have on paper a really good sensitivity or accuracy, detecting 80% or more of cases. But in reality, we know it's a lot less than that, particularly in home use. And also other things like how the tests have been stored, whether people have consumed food or brushed their teeth in the half hour before the test, all of those things can also impact it. And people have had trouble reading the results as well. So all those things in the real world reduce that accuracy, and I think possibly down to somewhere like 60%. So you might be missing 30 or 40% of cases on that first test.
Sinabi din ni Binibining Bennett, kung nakakaramdam na ng sintomas, posibleng hindi wasto ang resulta ng rapid antigen test at mangangailangan ng kaagarang pag-quarantine bago bumalik sa lugar ng trabaho.
If you use these tests multiple times, so if you have symptoms or you've been exposed and you test and you get a negative result and then you test again, you're less likely to keep missing it every time. So repeat testing will pick up more. But at the same time, each time an individual test is done, we know it could be missing 1 in 5, that 20%, but in reality it might be more like 1 in 3. There might be a third of cases or more that are missed. So we have to bear that in mind. Symptoms always should override test results, so that if you have symptoms and the test result comes back negative, then you'd still be assuming you have COVID until you rule it out.
70% ng bansa ang fully vaccinated, ngunit mababa pa sa 50% ng populasyon ang antas ng booster vaccination. Hikayat ngayon ang professor and infectious disease pediatrician na si Robert Boy sa mga Australiano na kaagarang magpa-booster shot.
It's known very clearly that if you had the third dose, you're extremely low risk for being hospitalized and dying. The risk of hospitalization or death if you've had your third dose is at least 10 times lower. And I'm personally very grateful that I had my third dose at Christmas time. And anyone who's only had 2 doses so far and is waiting to get the third should do so with alacrity.
Ayon kay Mr. Boy, magiging available ang pangalawang booster simula ika-4 ng Abril at ikayat niya na magpa-booster ang mga immunocompromised. Dagdag niya, kung makikita ng Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization o ATAGI ang kahalagahan ng karagdagang booster sa panahon ng taglamig, maaaring ikonsidera nila ang malakihang rekomendasyon para sa karamihang Australiano.
So the second booster is extremely relevant to people with poor immune systems, people with immunosuppression. There's 500,000 Australians who've got cancer or had chemotherapy, high-dose steroids, bone marrow transplant. Those people would benefit from that fourth dose, as would people aged 65 and over who have immunosenescence. Their immune system is getting old. And for them, the fourth dose is also relevant. It's available from April the 4th. It will provide greater and stronger protection for a longer period of time.
Bumaba man ang antas ng kamatayan at bilang ng mga nasusugod sa ospital, nagbabala si Professor Michael Toole sa pagiging kampante laban sa COVID-19. Aniya, ang long COVID ay magiging problema sa sistema ng kalusugan at sangkapat ng mga pasyente na may COVID-19 ang malamang makakaramdam ng mahabang sintomas.
It now looks pretty clear from the overseas data that around 25% of people will end up with long COVID. And that's probably the same in children and adolescents. So those people will have problems going back to work, coping with their schoolwork, and will be a burden on the health system. So we shouldn't just be looking at deaths as an outcome of this infection.
Sinabi din ni Ginong Tool na mas maaasahan ang paggamit ng PCR test kaysa sa rapid antigen test. Aniya, may iba't ibang level din ang pagkakaepektibo ng rapid antigen test na aprobado ng Therapeutic Goods Administration. Bagamat karamihan sa mga Australiano ang hindi na gaanong nababahala sa COVID, nilinaw niya na tumataas ang mga positibong kaso ng COVID-19.
Last Thursday, but take note that the weekend figures are always low, partly because fewer people get tested at the weekend, and partly because there's a bit of a delay in reporting from the laboratories. But if we go back to last Thursday, the country reported 63,000 cases. Now, that was the highest since early February. So there's definitely been steady increase in the number of cases.
Sa ngayon, may banta ng nakakahawang BA2 Omicron subvariant at apila ng otoridad sa mga Australiano na kung maaari ay huwag nang ipagpaliban ang kanilang booster vaccination. Sa huling tala, umabot sa 4 milyon ang positibong kaso ng COVID-19 sa Australia, habang aabot naman sa 6,000 ang bilang ng kamatayan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.